Well, we're thankful to be here tonight. Appreciate everybody that's come out to be with us. You are holding my time up, ain't you? Pat done it, so I can do it. That's why I like to follow, because where he opens the door, I can go through it. But it's not right that we've just eaten the Lord's Supper twice in the past 40 years. That is not right. Now, he says it's a commandment for us to eat the Lord's Supper. And he quoted the verse, "Sin is the transgression of the law." Now, he hasn't showed a commandment for us to eat the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. He has not shown that tonight. And that's his proposition. He thinks he's shown it, but he hasn't. And I'll show you why he hasn't shown it. He read Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." If he continued his speech unto midnight, they hadn't eaten the bread yet. Now, if it was a commandment to eat it on the first day of the week, they broke the commandment, if it was a commandment, which it is not. "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together, and there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell upon him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread." That was on the second day of the week, Pat. Had to be. If Paul continued his speech till midnight, and that was a commandment, then they broke the commandments. He's a firm believer on Paul's example. Well, there's Paul. He didn't eat it till the second day of the week if it was the Lord's Supper. Where there's no law, there's no transgression. That was not they were not coming together to eat the Lord's Supper there. Paul preached to them, and he is long preaching, preached till midnight. "And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten." It don't say anything about it being the Lord's Supper. Anytime it was the Lord's Supper, anytime it was the communion, he always made it plain. And I'll show you. I'll try to go through a few of these things that he brought up tonight, if I can. And we just want you to consider, as Paul said, what we say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. I've got some places written down here that I'm going to try to go into if the Lord will help me, and we ask that you'll pray for us. Acts or 1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21. "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." So anytime it talked about the Lord's Supper, it always spelled it out plain till anybody knew. You can't just assume that every time they came together to break bread that it was the Lord's Supper, can you? I don't think anybody would want to assume that because they broke bread many times. In Luke chapter 24, I'll turn over here and read it. Upon the first day of the week, Paul in 1 Corinthians 16, I'm going to quote that before I read Luke 24. And again, we're proud everybody's here. Luke chapter 24. And when he had thus spoken, verse 40, he shewed them his hands and feet, while they yet not believed for joy and wondered. He said unto them, have you here any meat? When they had given him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb, he took and did eat before them. That's not the verse I had in mind. I'll hold that for a minute and get the one that I started to quote a while ago. It's in 1 Corinthians 16 and 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now this was on the first day of the week, friends. And it was a commandment, and I'm sure Pat will agree that it was a commandment. But you can read this whole chapter. There was nothing said about the Lord's Supper here. That's what I want to get on your mind any time that it talks about the Lord's Supper. He always makes it plain so you can read it and understand it. Luke 24, 30 and 31 is the verse I wanted. And it came to pass, as he said at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. Well, that said he broke bread there, didn't it? But it did not say that it was the Lord's Supper. He says that they come together on the first day of the week, and he says it was accompanied by preaching. That's not correct. There was preaching first, then the accompaniment come when they broke the bread. Preaching was the main important theme there, and that was not the Lord's Supper in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. There's no man on this earth can show you a commandment where we're to eat the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. Nobody can show it. Pat didn't show it tonight. He says it's an example. Well, if it is, they failed to carry it out because they ate it on the second day of the week. The Bible's plain on that. It's very plain. Now you notice how this reads. And we sailed away, Acts chapter 26, 7 and 11. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, doesn't say anything about it being the Lord's Supper. It just said they came together to break bread. Now, he doesn't know that that wasn't the Lord's Supper. He thinks it is. All of these things he read about the examples, he asked us, how often do we do it? How often do you wash the saints' feet? You say that's going into a new area. He's the one who brought up the examples. When Jesus Christ, after the Lord's Supper, the Bible said in the supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart into Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Well, after Jesus, they had the Lord's Supper. The natural Passover came first. Then they had the Lord's Supper. And the Bible said he ariseth from supper, laid aside his garment, and took a towel and washed the saints' feet. Now, he'll tell you that's not a church duty, but it is. So he come down on us, the frequency we took the Lord's Supper. How many times has he done that? Every time we took the Lord's Supper, we've washed the saints' feet. When Jesus laid aside his garment, He washed the saints' feet, and he said, I have given you an example. There's an example. That ye should do. He don't think it's a commandment for us to do in the church. But it came right after supper. How can he deny that? I have given you an example that ye should do. He sees that this do in remembrance of me of the Lord's Supper. But he doesn't see the this do in remembrance of me when it comes to the feet washing. Both of them was a commandment. Both of them was an example to do. Now, I'm a firm believer on the examples. Paul said, and he quoted the verse, I believe I read it, 1 Corinthians, where Paul said, be ye followers together of me, even as I also am of Christ, didn't he? Well, what did Christ do after the Lord's Supper? What did he do? He laid aside his garment and washed the disciples' feet. When he done that, he said, I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. No, we don't take the Lord's Supper every Sabbath day because it's something that's more serious than a lot of people thinks it is. And I'll show you why that we don't. When Paul, they had gotten out of order there in Corinthians, the church of God at Corinth, they had begun eating out of order. And he told them in 1 Corinthians 11:20, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Well, they gathered there, didn't they? He said it wasn't to eat the Lord's Supper. But they had gotten out of order, and he was there to set it in order. For in eating, and every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What, have ye not houses to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. This is Paul talking. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take eat, this is my body. There was no mistake that that was the Lord's Supper. Take eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now he'll go, he's went back to Exodus and showed the Sabbath and all their frequencies and things, but they washed feet back there too, Pat. Sure they did. Hand me that paper, son. So if you want to run a parallel with it, you can run it with this, Exodus 30 and 21. So they shall wash their feet, hands. They shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them. Even to him and to his seed throughout their generation. But they done that and it was forever. But when Jesus Christ came, he brought the new covenant. And the law, these things were the shadow to come. But the body is of Christ. And he introduced the Lord's Supper. And after that, he took a towel and girded himself and washed the saints' feet. That's what the Bible said he done. So I'll get back to this verse I was reading if I can. I didn't want to leave that passage out because he used the parallel there to try to show the frequency there, but that verse, that still doesn't show it. Because they came together to break bread, but they didn't eat that bread till the second day of the week. That's too plain for me, and just talking about why we couldn't see these things, I can't see why you don't understand that. It's plain and simple. He'll tell you, or I've read some of his things, and they say that it was agreed upon that they should do that I want him to show that where that was agreed upon, that they should wash or eat the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. It's not in there. And that verse that he wants is not in there, that we should eat the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. It just isn't there, friend. If it was there, I'd preach it just as soon as Pat would preach it. But it's not there. He hasn't found it. And if you've got your Bible, you can see that what I said is right. But anyhow, he went on. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do ye in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it." It don't say how frequently to drink it. "As oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come." Now here's why it's so serious to eat this every Sabbath day. "Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body of the and the blood of the Lord." If a person doesn't carry it out right, Pat, they're guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So if you've got a church every first day of the week that everybody's where they need to be and can take that Lord's Supper, well, it's a good congregation. Because they had it. He said, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread." There's an example. This was unleavened bread that was in the Lord's Supper. "And drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily," if a person doesn't carry out the Lord's Supper just the way that Jesus instituted it, they're guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Yeah, there's people dead. There was people that were weak, and there were people that were sickly among them because they took this Lord's Supper unworthily. When you eat it, friends, regardless whether you're a church of Christ, which church of Christ you're from, whatever church of Christ you're from, you better do it the way the Bible says, because if you don't, you're eating and drinking it unworthily. And God told you not, He told you here, "But let a man examine himself." If you're not where you ought to be in the Lord, don't eat this Lord's Supper. That's why we don't eat it every Sabbath day. One reason, it's not a commandment. If it was, we'd do it. He talks about baptism. That's if we believed in that, which he knew we did, and we do. But Mark 16 and 15, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Then Matthew, the 28th chapter, said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." What did he command them? If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. He takes the baptism, but he leaves that off. He takes the Lord's Supper, but he leaves the feet washing off. We at the Church of God, the Union Assembly, we try to do just exactly what it says. Of course we do. If it said eat it every first day of the week, you'd find us doing that every first day of the week. But it's just not in there. Search your Bible. Read Acts 20 chapter 1 through all the way that chapter. See if it says anything about a commandment to do it on the first day of the week. It just isn't there. And don't let what he gets up here and tries to lead you off and to think on something else, you remember that they come there on the first day of the week. They ate it on the second day of the week. Don't let that leave you people's minds. So if it's a commandment, they broke the commandment. And Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." So if it's a commandment, we'll do it. Sin is the transgression of the law. Show where it's a law, then we'll do it. And until you do, I'm alive now, because where there's no law, there's no transgression. And I'll read that verse to you again. Acts chapter 20. And I'll read it every time I get up here. The Lord lets me live. Acts 20 and 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. Thank you for your time.